thing they objected to, the bill provided that they would build the buildings on a one-part bid system. The state always built a separate general contractor, a plumbing contractor, a heating contractor, electrical contractor. That's a big argument. Well, I don't know how valid it is one way or the other. But they were opposed to that because that gave the general contractor a chance to shop your bid all around. They were going to get Walter Mahoney to kill it. Well, they were a powerful force. And I said, wait a second now, hold it. The bill only says it can be built that way. I know it's the intention to do it both ways and see which works out the best. And let me tell you what's going to happen. If this bill is killed tonight, we're not going to be able to move ahead and build this university fast enough to take care of your kids. Now, if you want to face your unions and say, hey, we're the ones that provided the state couldn't get the university built fast enough, okay. I convinced them not to oppose the bill. The bill went through. Frank Moore called me up the next day and said, Jim, the governor wants you to be head of the construction. I said, Frank, you go back and tell Nelson Rockwell, I can't afford any more for free jobs. I got a business to run. I'm all running it all by myself. And I recommended that they get Cliff Bailey, who was on our board. I said, he's president of the New York Telephone Company, has 47 vice presidents. And he'd be a great guy to get this thing organized together, which he did a great job. But they never bid the thing, they never tried both ways. They just went the one part way. The labor leaders always held it against me. But that's how we got the construction fund going. And without it, we'd have never built that university.
Yeah. Good for you.
And you know, we built, I became chairman of it for the last 5 years I was on the board. We built $3 billion worth of buildings without ever having a breath of scandal. And it has to be awful lucky. Mm. I mean, it's, you know, it has to be good management.
Yeah.
But you have to have a lot of luck also to have that happen. Yeah. But we never had it. And Oscar Lanford had an awful lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. He was a great guy in that job.
Well, that was, he came in.
He succeeded Tony Adenofi.
I see. Must have been, what, 66 or so?
Yeah, 66, 67.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
I don't know, Carl, how much I-